So, Hare Krishna. Nityananda, can you please do me a favor? It sounds a little metallic, isn't it? Krishna, 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 hey. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Ndeya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihati Upi Jana Valla Va Giri Varada Di Pidana Vallava Giri Varada Di Yasodhanandana Praja Janaran Yasodhanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Panachadi Jamuna Tira Panachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Sila Prabhupada Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai.
Radha, Madan Mohan, Radha, Madan Mohan, Siddhadhe. Oh, Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Thank you, Nimai. So, Hare Krishna. So, nice to see you. Some of you have a sad expression in your eyes. During this time where we had this Pandavasena trip in Goloka Dham, something precious was given to you. I think each one of you has been touched during a particular time, by particular events, touched in a moving way, but also in a thought-provoking way. We have maybe seen or here are some limitations I have to work on. Not every time when we are touched in spiritual life is it a soft touch. Sometimes it's a tough touch. But all these either soft or tough touches are very good in moving us forward and bringing us to life in a new way. So now you will return to London, and you can be sure, like Gaur-Gopal Prabhu said, that after some time there will be a knocking at your door, and you know already who's knocking. It's your old life. And at that time it is of crucial importance to stay inspired. I would like to repeat the 6 points which Gaur-Gopal gave you yesterday, points which help you to stay inspired when you go back to London. These 6 points are expressed in an acronym so that we can better retain them. And I would just briefly like to go through these so that you know, and then I will give my little message. What was the acronym? Thanks. What does T stand for? Togetherness. What does H stand for? Oh, very nice. A, association. N, nourishment. K, Krishna connection. And S, share Krishna consciousness with others. Yes, oh, it's very nice. I think it is good for you to remember these 6 points because they have been handpicked, so to say, from the forest of inspiration, so that you have something to take home with. Yes, we should stay together. Just now, two devotees have returned from Portugal. See, they brought champak flowers with them. Isn't that beautiful? And for the first time in my life, I smell very nicely because it's really very fragrant, a champak flower. And they said that it was not easy all the time in Portugal, where there were so little devotees, but then they they met one, they saw one devotee, and this helped them, this togetherness, to find some inspiration. habit is clear, your habits will come, and you need to replace them with new habits. The only way to fill the vacuum which comes when you give up something you are very habituated in doing is when you fill this free space now where the old habit has gone with a new thing. There are no vacuums in the universe, so just renunciation of old habits doesn't work. Unless you replace them with something new, your life cannot change. Association, I would like to add something to this association. It's something else than togetherness. Association really means higher association with the devotees who are a little bit more advanced than us. Inspiration flows like a river from a higher place to a lower place. You need in order to be inspired, you need an Inspirationsgefälle. Ah, what is a gefälle? How do you say in English when the, you know, when the land goes a little down, slope? What? What? Valley? Yeah. There is a very specific scientific word for it. What? I can't. Yes, yes, that is the correct word. But I hear it only very faintly. It's not. Gradient or what? Gradient. You need an inspiration gradient. You know where there is. It's like a slope. Like for water to flow, you always need. The water to come from a higher place, because some of you don't know my Tammuz bottle very well. It makes the point very much. See, I can't get the water flowing like this and hope jump into the cup. It won't do it. I have to create a natural difference. It always flows from high to low, and you call that a gradient. Inspiring association is very, very important. That means higher association. You can do that by best is to read Srila Prabhupada's books, really, and have association with Srila Prabhupada, or listen to tapes or recordings from advanced Vaishnavas. That is a very important point. Nourishment. I think I always call him Jai Gopal. He's Gorgopal. Gorgopal Prabhu must have spoken to you about the two dogs. Yes, yes. I came in one evening, and there was a very aggressive German Shepherd on the screen, and I thought, well, he must be talking about this concept. I will come to this in a moment. Krishna connection, you must be connected with Krishna. How can you stay connected with Krishna? What are your ideas? Krishna, Krishna. Abhishek, you always have ideas. Through japa, through present-minded japa, yes, japa. How can we stay connected with Krishna? Yes, Mataji? Association with whom? With devotees. I would also say, as association with Krishna, you can have when you go for darshan, see the deities. Never, my dear devotees, try to learn the art to associate with Krishna by coming to the deities, and never come empty-handed. Always bring something. Then a relationship is established. When you see some the deities, bring something. Oh, for you, Krishna. Good fruits, ghee. Fruits are always good to bring. Don't come empty-handed. It's in the nectar of devotion. So the Krishna connection, bring something to Krishna, and then share Krishna consciousness with others. These were the points. In my little message to you, I want to say two things. I want to speak about nourishment. I had a godbrother. His name is His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. And I had an experience with him which is very, very moving up to this time. Some of you I have told this experience, but most of you I have not told, and I chose to tell you all about this, for me, moving and it was a landmark experience. You could call it a defining moment in my life. It was like this. A few days before his early departure, he left us, I think 15 years ago, is that, does anyone know? Something, 11 years ago, thank you, 11 years ago. It was an early and unexpected departure. He was very active in spreading Krishna consciousness to new sections of society. He's really one of the founders of outreach preaching in our movement. He was talking to politicians. His dream, he once said, is I want to be in an Oprah Oprah show. I don't know her last name. A famous talk show in America. And he was getting there. He had contacts. He was the personal coach of Muhammad Ali, the boxer, the talented boxer. He often saw him and spoke Krishna consciousness to him. And he was really... And he was a man of the heart, we have to say. Wonderful Swami. And he got melanoma on his foot, a very aggressive type of cancer. And then quickly, within, I believe, a year or so, the cancer took hold of his whole body. So a few days before his departure, I was resting in the guest house. It was night time. I dreamt of him. We were very close, somehow, in spirit. We would talk with each other very confidentially, like best of friends talk. And so I was dreaming of him. I dreamt of a scene which was very familiar to me. I was sitting with him and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj at his table in the Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology. That's how he called his outreach program, an Institute for Applied Spiritual Technologies. We were sitting and we were taking prasadam together, just the three of us, and we were talking together in a very animated way about I honestly don't remember now the subject of this particular talk. So we were talking, very animated, I remember. And all of a sudden, the dream disappeared, and I wake up, and now it gets a little mystical. I see him on a chair just before me, surrounded by a reddish glow. Now, when you study death and what happens in the environment of death, you would not be surprised. Often it appears, it happens that somehow near and dear ones appear to their friends to say one last goodbye to them. And it's something different than a dream. That's all what the research says. It's a more vivid connection than the dream connection. So he was there on a chair, and I was just in my bed. I was just coming up a little, and I said, "Is it you or is it?" He said, "It's me. I came to say goodbye." I got goosebumps all over my body. I was swallowing dry. That's how we say it in German. And I came to say goodbye. And my first question was to him, Maharaji, how are you? And how is it to die? How is it like? And he said, I'm much better than you think, but I have a question for you. And then he said his question. In our heart, there are two dogs fighting. Who will win? I said, Maharaj, I'm just now overwhelmed with your kindness to me, and I cannot think now philosophically. No, Sachinandan Swami. He was very determined to make me think. Think in our heart. No, then he said, in your heart are two dogs fighting. Who will win? Dogs fighting in the heart. I was like a Pandavasena after a trip, totally not able to think very clearly. When we have so many impressions to digest, so many discussions, so many kirtans, so many moving things, we need to digest it, otherwise our head is congested, you know. So I had a congestion in the heart, a blockage. I said, Maharaj, I somehow it doesn't work at this moment. It's very early and you are here, and I'm very moved. I could only cry. You please tell. Listen, he said, that dog will win whom you give food. Then he smiled his oceanic smile. He was known for smiling from one ear to the other. It was so beautiful, his smile. He would melt steel by just smiling at this steel heart, you know. It's very powerful, Swami. He smiled, and then he said personal things. I love you very much, and we will meet again in somewhere, and I will leave my body in 4 or 5 days. And he left within 4 days afterwards. I just wanted to give you this wonderful bit of information. Take always care that you nourish your Krishna consciousness. Then whatever obstacles come, they will not be victorious over you. And I have taken this seriously in life, that is good advice. I always take care that my spiritual practice is fully intact, that I chant the holy name and I read in the Bhagavatam, and in this way the nourishment of that spiritual side goes on very nicely. Now I want to leave you with this message also, this very powerful message and this very simple and practical message. My dear devotees, my dear Pandavasena devotees, you all, when I think of you, I think only of one word, a bright future. You are so intelligent, you are so good-hearted, so dynamic. You know, we old dinosaurs always marvel at the amount of your energy. So energetic, and you have a wonderful association in the Pandava Sena. It's both extremely light and refreshing, but deep and serious also. It's a wonderful combination of you know, being extremely open to all impressions, and then also being focused on the spiritual path. It's a wonderful mixture. If I would be younger, I would join you. I would go to London and take a mentor and so on. So my little advice in parting is really nourish that spiritual side in you. Everyone has the spiritual side, because every one of us is a soul. And if you nourish that, your life will be a spiritual life. But if you nourish that other side in you, that material side, that little rascal which we all have inside our heart, you know what I mean, then that will become bigger. It's that simple. It's so simple. It's something you can take in a wheelbarrow. Is it wheelbarrow? You can put it in, chup, and take it home. Or in a pocket. You know, it's very practical, very handy, this advice. Please, please, please take it to heart. The fact that such a Swami as our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, who was so learned, so powerful, so influential, gave that as his last message, shows me that's an important message. Good. Have you understood this message? Good. Please apply it. Every one of you, think what nourishment can mean for you. For some of us, it means just studying the scriptures. For others, it means doing service, making garlands, for instance, for the deities. For others of us, it means a good devotee association and reading. Wherever you find something which touches you, follow that. Wherever you find something which strikes you, follow that. For Nimai, it's very clear. It's kirtan. Isn't it? That's the nourishment. Nimai comes alive in kirtan. I have always seen. And Midanga playing, I've discovered something new which makes Nimai come alive. So we all need to see where that is, where we come alive. It's individual. It's individual, like our fingerprint. It's always very specific to us. Good, that is one message. The other message is, I spoke to one of you this morning, and I asked him, how are you? And he said, sad. I'm crying inside, but outside I'm smiling. So, because when men cry, everyone thinks they will in the next life dress in a sari. So he was hiding it, but Jamashtami is coming. Jamashtami is also there, and only a few times waking up, then there is Jamashtami. No, when is it? Which date? Sorry, after 2 weeks it is. What is the date? 25th. Jamashtami is coming. Jamashtami is also coming, Krishna's appearance day, and there is ample opportunity in the Bhaktivedanta manner. I think Pandavasena makes a tent on its own. You can be sure there will be a lot of things happening, Krishna conscious things. Bhaktivedanta Mena turns into the Kumbh Mela at that Jamashtami time. So many people are arriving, seeking spiritual inspiration at the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Gokulananda. So I saw today a devotee of our traveling group. We are traveling. I'm preaching today to a very, very well-established professor of theology near Frankfurt. And then, next morning, I will drive to the Kirtan Mela in Singhachalam. So when it comes for me to say goodbye to one situation, I fix my mind on the next situation. Like a caterpillar, when the caterpillar goes from one leaf to the next, it first puts half of its body on the next leaf, and then pulls the second. So in life, I always put my mind, which is half of me, already on the next situation, and then I'm very enthusiastic. Good. I will end here. I have a few. I want to give something to Syam Gopal's father, who's a wonderful Vaishnava. So Syam Gopal, please come afterwards to pick the present for Sundarananda Prabhu. Let me repeat. There. Remember this little word, thanks. I think Gogopal, no one else, Gogopal, said it very nice. It is a nice little formula. You can ask each other. If you forget one thing, you can ask the other person. Please take this with you. It was handpicked for you. And then, second of all, I wanted to bring out this point of nourishment which Gogopal had made, and give it a little bit more color. Really, if you asked me, Mahasachinandan Swami, after 45 years of Krishna consciousness, what works, I would always say, spiritual nourishment. It really is well accepted by the body. Also, yesterday, I do it every day. Yesterday, a lot of seeing devotees, telephoning, writing things. There was a lot of seva for me. But I always say my rounds must be as good as possible. And then I study the Bhagavatam. I read yesterday how Dhruva Maharaj returned home after he had spent a time in the forest, and he had seen Krishna in the forest. And I thought that is a good subject to study, because you will also return home from the forest. And how he was received home. Everyone thought, wow, you returned from the forest. And they were praising him, and he was very equiposed. He was very friendly, even to his stepmother, who had been very bad to him, really unfair. But he was very kind also to her and uplifted her. Maybe that's a message. When you come home, then please be kind to those who are there, even those who you normally feel, oh, they are too much, you know. Try to give a little of your Krishna conscious inspiration to those who are there in London who need it very much. Don't be selfish, but you will see as you share what you have, that what is within you will become greater. So nourishment, that was my point. And my last thing is Jamashtami is coming. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very much. All the best for you. I will be praying for you each Tuesday. I pray for the whole world. It starts first with very close devotees. Then I go to all the devotees which I know, and then I pray for everyone that they will give up their bad qualities and overcome their inner obstacles, and then become rich in divine love for each other and for Krishna. Yes, so every Tuesday expect miracles. I will pray for you also. It's the day of Lord Nrisimhadev. All the best and Hare Krishna.
So thank you very much, Maharaj. We're really, really grateful that you came on the trip and spent so much time with us, even though you couldn't make it for the whole trip. Maybe if next year or whenever they decide to call you. Thank you so much for the amazing seminars. The Leela Kirtan, I think, was a highlight that whole day with the boat festival and the Harinam. So we'd like to present you with these gifts.
Oh.
So just like yesterday with the Mridanga on the ready. And everyone's energy. We have loud Hari Bols and a round of applause for Maharaj.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Vrindavan. Damodas mother has a little house next to Govardhan, and where this view is from somewhere else, it's from the other side. The sadhu walking through the dust of Vrindavan, and then wow, this Kusum Sarova. We have a dream, a reoccurring dream. And some Vaishnavas also get this dream that one day we will make a huge kirtan mela around this lake in Kusum Sarova. What do you think? Is it a good idea? And maybe we have a lotus with Radha and Krishna drifting in a huge Radha Krishna in Kusum Sarova. That would really be something which is really would really change the atmosphere of, I mean, the perception. No, that what would change the world. You know, if you do a yagya in Vrindavan, Nam yagya, oh, it will go all over the world. And thank you, thank you. I take it as your personal command, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. I like Vrindavan very much.